The Akashic field gives matter and energy a place to go when it vanishes. And that place is as meaningful as where a memory goes when we aren't using it. The Vedic rishis realized that time and eternity have to be related. And their conclusion was that time is an illusion while eternity is real. This turns the tables on the five senses, which must operate as if time is real, since every event we participate in occurs in space-time. The rishis declare that dying allows us to see eternal reality clearly and to participate in it more fully. In Laszlo's formation, the Akashic field does exactly the same for all matter, energy, and information. Their interactions in the visible universe are reflections of far more important invisible relationships taking place offstage. Here's an analogy. Imagine that you are a scientist who's been assigned to measure the minuscule explosions of light that take place in a field, in this case, the screen of a television set. These explosions take place on the atomic level. So as you move in close, you're confronted with millions of photons firing in random patterns. You would describe the TV screen as a field undergoing random excitations, exactly as physicists describe the electromagnetic field. As you move further out, however, the patches of red, green, and blue begin to cluster. They start to appear organized. Moving out still further, you begin to notice vague shapes. You feel like an astronomer using a radio telescope to determine if the background noise of the cosmos might contain patterns. Patterns are mathematical, and it takes intelligence to use a mathematical code. So you begin to come up with a mathematical explanation for the firing scene on the TV screen. Moving further and further out, you eventually see that these patterns of light are actually pictures of human life, and that the random firing of photons had a purpose. This would be startling enough to cause you to revise your entire theory. You would have to suppose that randomness was an illusion covering a deeper reality, which is the picture. Only consciousness can fully explain the reason why the bursts of red, green, and blue are being emitted. We find ourselves at the point where many explanations based on randomness no longer satisfy, and a shift must be made to a more conscious explanation. Why do photons fire in a television? Because they turn into a picture. Why do photons fire in the cosmos? For the same reason. Preceding quantum physics by centuries, the Vedic rishis said that time and space are projections on the blank screen of consciousness, the screen of Akasha. In other words, when you got up this morning, drove to work, and spent your day at the office, nothing really happened as you experienced it. Time didn't pass, nor did you move through space. This conclusion confounds common sense, but is thoroughly accepted in physics. Let me explain. If you dream of flying to Paris and walking the streets, nothing of the sort actually happened. Not only did you go nowhere physically, your brain didn't even make pictures that correspond to Paris. The dream resulted from brain activity that can be broken down into bits of information. Tiny electrical switches were either on or off. Polarities of certain molecules were either positive or negative. Your whole dream and everything in it was just a zero or one game. The same is true of the people we watch on television. A character may seem to live in a house and mow the lawn, but the house is actually a flat image on the screen, and the movements of people are just phosphors switching on and off. Again, a zero and one game.